Michaela Schifrin finished fourth in the downhill race at Lake Louise in Alberta, Canada on Saturday, but as U.S. Ski and Snowboard Director of Communication Tom Webb reports, her first place finish in the Super G on Saturday helped her achieve something no other ski racer has ever done.
She becomes the seventh woman to have achieved all of the World Cup Globe disciplines, but becomes actually the first ever ski racer, male or female, to have won everything that is currently being contested. Having won downhill in Lake Louise last year and then following it up with a Super G win this year, she's now ticked the box in every single discipline, which really does set her apart. I don't think it's unfair to say that we're watching one of the world's greatest athletes of any sport currently performing, and I think we're very lucky to be able to be part of her world right now. It's an amazing achievement.
Webb also updated listeners on Lindsey Vonn's status. Vonn injured her knee in a training accident at Copper Mountain last month. Webb reports that it's not the knee that has given her troubles before.
She has said she's definitely not out for the season. I think she was obviously extremely disappointed not to be racing at Lake Louise, but will be back soon. We don't have a firm date for her yet. She also had an incredible opportunity over the weekend to be celebrated at Lake Louise, known as Lake Lindsay, where they've named the downhill track after her. So that really is quite something. That puts her stamp very firmly on one of her favourite venues. Lindsay actually surprised the world a little bit by announcing that she was going to be coming back to Lake Louise next year, whatever happens this season, having already announced her retirement.
Meanwhile, the men's alpine team spent the weekend competing in Beaver Creek, Colorado.
We saw Steve Nyman and Bryce Bennett tie for ninth place. That's a really, really strong result for those guys. After a good summer of training and getting ready for the winter, for them to both get into the top 10 really is something.
Ted Ligety competed for the first time this winter in Beaver Creek. The Park City resident finished 22nd in the Super G and 8th in the Giant Slalom.
He wants to be winning. He wants to be on that podium. But I think, again, with the preparation that he's had and the opportunity that he's had to bring himself back into the team, I think that's a good result. And I know he was pleased. I think he was particularly happy to have seen so many of his teammates also scoring World Cup points. I know that he's a figurehead for that team, and him leading the charge sets the standard for everybody.
U.S. cross country competed in Lillehammer, Norway over the weekend. Erik Bjornsson finished third in the 15K Classic Pursuit. Sadie Bjornsson led the U.S. women's team, finishing ninth in the 10K Freestyle. Jesse Diggins finished 12th on the race. Sandwiched between her two teammates was Park City resident Rosie Brennan. Brennan had a career-best finish of 11th in the 10K Freestyle. That career-best race helped propel her to an overall finish of 15th on the weekend.
Rosie's also a really active member of U.S. Ski and Snowboard. Not only is she an outstanding athlete, she is one of our athlete liaisons and is right up at the top of the organization representing athletes. So she's a great athlete and also really helping shape the future of the whole organization.
After a few competitions in North America, U.S. Ski and Snowboard will shift their focus to competitions in Europe.
Unfortunately, the Val d'Isère World Cup weekend, the Alpine weekend, has just been cancelled due to lack of snow over there. But we have a number of teams in action. We have the cross-country team in Beiterstølen in Norway. The women's alpine team is Samaritz, and we haven't heard any bad news about that not happening. And also our moguls team are in their first competition of the season on December 7th in Ruka. And again, we have some really high hopes for success there, particularly looking ahead to the World Championships here in February, which will obviously be happening for the moguls team up at Deer Valley.
That's U.S. Ski and Snowboard Director of Communications, Tom Webb. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.